pressed. Stop button alt S.
Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the new Lure Mountain Hotspot text-to-speech engine installer. It was an iExpress recently that just asked if you wanted to install it. You know, yes or no question, then when yes, it was completely installed. That was cool. But, you know, setup, as I said in my previous podcasts, it's better. So I basically ported it over to InnoSetup. And I'm going to talk a little about the development, and I'm going to talk about a little bit of a challenge that I faced, and I just rectified the bug like 15 minutes ago. Now, in the development, or in the, I don't know, in the process, basically, in the installation process, you now have an to ask what languages you want to install. That's great, because you probably don't want all 13 languages on your system. You probably just only want the ones that you know, or whatever. You know, basically, there was a problem. Like, if you install all the languages in their like official order, like all of them once, and then uninstalled, everything will get removed. If you installed the languages in their official order with a few like gaps in the middle, but they were still in like the official order, like, I mean, alphabetical order, that was cool too. Like, it just would remove the files. You would like get rid of everything. But there was a problem where if the languages were not installed in the like official order, basically, like, let's say you had like American English and all the other languages uninstalled, it would install perfectly, no errors or no problems, because it didn't generate an error at all, really. If you, let's say, installed American English and Mexican Spanish, and you perform an uninstall, same thing would happen. It would uninstall without any problems. But let's say you installed it in a configuration where you wanted American English, Mexican Spanish first, and then you say, oh, I want British English and Castilian Spanish. Now, that would cause a British English and Castilian Spanish, or Spanish as it's called in this case, to be after American English, Mexican Spanish. So in your SAPI list, you would have American English, Mexican Spanish, British English, and Spanish. That's not the official order. So what was happening when you installed it, basically would leave the TTS manager file on your system. I mean, that's no big deal. You could delete it, but I wouldn't mind uninstalling to get rid of everything, so you don't have to worry about deleting stuff. Now, basically, for every file, or almost every file now, for all the language-specific files in DLLs, we're registering them using the reg server flag in the setup script. And that's what we were doing for the core components at the very end. And basically, the reason we're doing the core components at the end is because we were doing this in the beginning, and it would cause that manager file to be there. We weren't sure how to fix the problem other than move them to the end. And after we did that, I tested it with the unofficial language stuff, or unofficial language order thing, and that would generate the same error. The way I fixed it, instead of using the official, or not official, instead of using the InnoSetup reg server thing for the core components, I did not put the reg server flag on the core components that needed to be registered, and I put a run section in the installation part to call regsvr32 on the components at the end of the installation. Now that's what it would do as well if it was doing reg server, but I think what reg server is doing is doing like all of it at once. But a run section, it actually waits for the program to finish executing, and then before going on to the next one. And for the uninstall section, we used regsvr32 as well, because I think what was happening in the uninstall process, basically, it was like registering them like it was like deleting a file and then registering it, or trying to delete multiple files and delete registers, unregistered multiple things at once, probably. And I think what it was doing is that maybe something relied on that manager DLL and was and left it on, I don't know, something weird was, I don't know exactly what was relying on what or something, but I knew it, and it was probably had to do something with the register stuff, and it was. So basically it's calling regsvr32 to unregister the core components before anything else, before deleting any other files, before unregistering everything else. It unregisters the core components, because previously I think it was just deleting them.
Battery is full.
Deleting them at the end, and I don't know. It's just, long story short, there was a bug where a file was left behind, and I fixed it. It's complicated. Like, just the simplest bugs, I could get ramble on for hours about what everything is and everything. Let me get to the actual installation program.
Run dialog, C, code, text, C, win, G, pro scan, T, F, items, LHTTSEXE29 of 70.
I'll press enter on this.
Setup LHTTS engine dialog, welcome to the LHTTS engine setup wizard. This will install LHTTS engine on your computer. It is recommended that you close all other applications before continuing. Click next to continue, or cancel to exit setup. Next button, Alt N.
I'll press enter.
Select the components you want to install. Clear the components you do not want to install. Click next when you are ready to continue. Combo box full installation collapsed.
Now.
Set no next.
Let's see.
Custom installation.
Custom.
Tree view. America. Brazilian.
Now let's look our space and let's see.
Tree current selection requires at least 41.7 MB of disk
now,
space.
Now 41.7 megabytes. That's a lot of space for, I mean, not really a lot these days, but back then it was probably a lot in the 90s. So.
Brazilian, American, English.
So let's say you're on an old computer and you want make sure your engine takes up less than 10 megabytes and you want certain languages to be installed and you want to just really compact your installation. This is really where the size stuff comes in, because you could literally, like, for the soundscape, we didn't really notice a whole lot of difference because that was such a small package, but for this is really, really interesting. And when I was using this with JAWS on a VM, basically it was showing me the size on each component, how much each would take up. That's pretty useful. So let's say
Brazilian
I did not want Brazilian Portuguese.
Space, not retrieve. Current selection requires at least 39.1 MB of disk.
That Brazilian Portuguese only is like 2 megabytes. Let's say I did not want
Spanish TTS, Russian TTS files, space, not check.
Russian to be installed.
Tree current selection requires at least 36.4 MB.
Almost 3 megabytes. Now let's say I did not want
Italian TTS files, checkbox checked.
Italian.
Not checked, space. Tree current selection requires at least 34.3 MB of disk space.
A little over 2 megs.
German TTS space, not checked.
German.
Tree view. Current selection requires at least 32.0 MB of disk.
The 2 megs about.
French TTS space, not checked.
French.
Tree view. Current selection requires at least 29.4 MB of disk space.
It's like a little over 2 megs or so. I don't know, but let's say
Dutch TTS space, not checked. Tree view. Current selection requires at least 26.6 MB of disk space.
Still quite a lot.
British English TTS file, Dutch, German TTS, Italian TTS, Japanese TTS, Korean, Mandarin, Mexican, Spanish TTS, Russian TTS files, Mandarin, Chinese TTS files, checkbox, check space, not checked.
Didn't want Chinese.
Tree current selection requires at least 21.7 MB of disk.
That's 20, Mandarin to Chinese, like 5 megabytes.
Korean TTS space, not checked.
Korean.
Current selection requires at least 18.0 MB of disk.
3 megs.
Japanese space, not checked. Current selection requires at least 12.6 MB of
without Japanese is 12.6 megs. Let's see what we have selected.
Korean, Mandarin, Mexican, Spanish TTS files, checkbox checked, selected 13 of 13.
Let's say it went to Spanish.
Space, not checked. Treatment current selection requires at least 10.1 MB of this Mexican Korean Mexican stat space. Not
without
checked.
Mexican Spanish.
Treatment current selection requires at least 8.8 MB of disk space. Mac, Italian, French, Upper Brazil, British, English, not checked. Verdict current selection requires at least 5.8 MB of disk.
British means like 3 megs.
Brazil, America.
Now, let's see what we have selected.
American English TTS files checkbox checked. Brazilian Portuguese TTS files checkbox selected. Not British English TTS files checkbox selected. Not Dutch TTS files checkbox selected. Not French TTS files checkbox selected. Not German TTS files checkbox selected. Not Czech Italian TTS files checkbox selected. Not Japanese TTS files checkbox selected. Not Korean TTS files checkbox selected. Not Mandarin Chinese TTS files checkbox selected. Not Mexican Spanish TTS files checkbox selected. Not Russian TTS files checkbox selected. Not Spanish TTS files checkbox selected. I meant not checked. Space.
Now, we took American English out. We only wanted core stuff, like the core engine. Like, let's say you wanted to install this and you wanted to add languages later after thinking about it.
Treat current selection requires at least 1.9.
1.9 megs, so literally the core engine for LNH is really small. Now, let's say I wanted to add... let's see. Let's say the only language I wanted, for disk space reasons, was... Or let's see, the only languages I wanted were American English and British English.
Rap American space, check. Rap British space, check. Verdict current selection requires at least 8.8 MB.
Like around a little less than 10 megs.
Net install. Back button up install.
Install.
Next. Cancel button. 24.
Now.
C. Pro scan.
We go to
virtual recorder.
Let's see.
And get synthesis. SR open mic.
Virtue. Voice settings. Voice.
Adult female.
Adult male 1, Michael, American English, LH V6.13, LH speech connector V4.
Adult male 2, Peter, American English, LH V6.13, LH speech connection V4.
Adult male 5,
Adult female 1, Carol, British English, LH V6.
Adult male 1, Peter, British English, LHV 6.10.
And this also comes useful if you want to sort of customize the language order, because now we got the bugs out of the way, and we can really have fun with this and get it uninstalled without anything left behind. Let's say we wanted Spanish.
Virtual recorder dialogue. C. Virtual record. C. Virtual. C. Run. G. Ross. Items view. Items view. LH text, LHTTSX, setup, next, select the, treat, Brazil, American English text-to-speech files checkbox, check selected one of 13.
So, now let's see, let's add Mexican, Spanish, and Spanish.
Korean, Mexican, Spanish, checked.
Let's see.
Current selection requires at least 10.1 MB.
It's a little over 10 megs, and then...
Spanish, space. Check. Current selection requires at least 12.6 MB.
Now 12.6 MB.
Install. Next. C. Synthesis. C.
I've loaded my synth.
Voice.
Adult.
Adult male 1.
Adult.
Elderly male 7.
Adult female.
Adult. Adult male 1, Pedro, Mexican Spanish, LH 5.03, LH speech connection 104. Adult male 1,
Julio. A little bug with Mexican Spanish, by the way, because I don't think I actually did a podcast on this because I was like, or made any samples or whatever. Basically, with Mexican Spanish, it just changes the pitch and rate because the parameters are so internal to the engine. So, yeah. Anyway.
C. Rosgang.com. LH. Setup. Net. Select the components you want. Preview. American. British. Dutch. French text.
Let's say one French.
Space. Checked. Screen review. Vertical. Object review. French. Current selection requires at least 15.1 MB of disk space.
Yep.
German space. Checked. Current selection requires at least 17.4 MB. Italian space. Checked. architecture. Current selection requires at least 19.6 MB of disk space.
We're about 20 megs now.
Next, install. Next. C. Synth. C. Voice.
Adult Malin, Pierre, France, LP, page 5611, LP, page speech, connexion 54.
Adult Malin, Hans, Stefan, German, LA V6, SIN, LA speech, connexion V4.
See, trusting.
Let's say I wanted to add. Let's say I wanted Brazilian, Portuguese, and Russian.
Header, LH, setup, next, select the, shrift, Brazilian, port, space, checked. R, Russian text-to-speech files checkbox, selected not checked, 12 of 13, space, shrift, current selection requires at least
4.8 megs we're adding.
Next, install.
Over that, probably.
Install. Next. Can. C. Synthesis. C. Gen. Voice. C. Cross. Voice.
Build. Adult Malium.
Adult Malium.
Alexandre. Brazilian Portuguese. LHV600. LHSpace Connection V4.
Build
out Malium. Voice Russian. LHV603. LHSpace Connection V4.
C. Setup. Next. Select the review.
Now let's say we wanted. Let's see.
British. Dutch. Texas.
Dutch.
Checked. French. German. Italian. Japan. Mexican. Russian. Spanish. Texas.
Let's see. We wanted Dutch.
Install. Next.
Oops, I guess I forgot to check the disk. So I'll just do that one in the next round of this.
And synthesis. C.
Adult. Build out mail ID.
Adult FEMA.
Adult mail again. Alexander Dut. L. H. Fay. Sis. 13. L. H. Speech connection. Fay. Fear.
C. Drop.
Now let's look at our disk space.
Set up. Can't. Select. Review. Current selection requires at least 27.7 MB of disk
27.
Space.
27.7 megs. Now let's say I wanted to add the Asian language. Or. Let's say when it add, yeah, the Asian languages.
American, Brazil, British, Dutch, French, German, Italian, tech, Jap, space. Korean, tech, space. Check,
wait.
Not check, space. Not, Jap, Mandarin, Chinese.
Let's get creative with the Asian ones, too.
Current selection requires at least 27.7 MB. Check. Mandarin. Current selection requires at least 32.6 MB. Install. Next. Cancel. C. Synthesis.
I think I accidentally switched my synth to something else. Hopefully.
Exact 29 of 75. Names bleak, but.
Wow, that's random.
Synthesis. Microsoft.
C.
Make sure recording didn't stop.
C. Virtual. Virtual recorder dialogue. Stop. C.
Good.
C.
It didn't stop.
C. Skype 1. C. Virtual. C. Virtual recorder portable. C. Virtual.
Close that.
C. Drop. Virtual. Skype. C. C. F. LHTTF.
Now let's see.
N. C. Voice.
A. Adult Malin.
A.
A. B. U. L. T. M. A. L. B. E. B. A. W. B. I. M. A. N. D. A. R. I N C H I N B S E L H V Lillian Year L H C O N N B C T I O N B S
C L H T T Set of L H text neck select tree.
Let's say one in Japanese.
It's a Japanese text. Current selection requires at least 32.6 MB of this Korean tech Italian space. Check. Current selection requires at least 38.1 Korean space. Check. Current selection requires at least 41.7. Install. Next. Cancel. C. N. Synthet. Jet. Greg. Rolla. Rolla. Mike. C. Voice.
Adult.
IP. Hamel. Kenji. Japanese. LHV. 6.10. LH Speech Connection VO.
And when they made the Japanese male voice, they kind of, basically, if you don't know, I have a feeling that the male voices for LNH are just the pitch shifted female voices, or vice versa for probably a couple languages. Like, maybe the female is a pitch shifted male for a couple languages, but, or form shifted, I mean. But basically, they forgot to shift the formants on the Japanese female voice when making the male voice, so it's basically a female with a lower voice. It's kind of interesting. So, let's see.
Adultive
male version for Korean LHP you jump email LHP Lukichi connection please.
And then we have another voice which... Oh, somebody is calling me. I'm going to,
Fast find edit.
I'm going to,
See, virtue. Pause button.
Pause the recording.
Space.
So I just, declined that call, and, basically, where was I? Oh.
And
I was gonna show you something with the Korean.
And I took mail, version, Korean, HP, you jump email, HP, Lokichi connection, please.
Now, that's what we have, and then we have, I don't know what, they only did this for Korean, but then we have.
Adult female edition of Palkate Editive Korean HP you jump email at HP connection please.
It's just like this, the 8 kilohertz version of the Korean female voice. We only have that for Korean, no other languages. It's kind of interesting. Now, let's say I wanted to,
Virtual record and synth.
Virtual record and dial.
Using different synth because, we're gonna uninstall this so that we completely customized the language order. Let me actually load it into a SAPI application to show you what languages we
run dial up V C code text items U G I T I adult Italian standard adult female 1 adult male 1 Michael American English LHD 6 adult male 8 adult male adult female 1 adult male 1 Peter British English LH adult male 2 Jorge Mexicans adult male 1 Pedro Mexican Spanish adult male 8 Carl adult female 1 adult male 1 Julio Spanish adult female 1 Veronique adult male 1 Pierre French adult male 1 Stefan, German, adult male 1, Stefano, Italian, adult male 1, Alexander, Brazilian, Portuguese, adult male 1, Boris, Russian, adult male 1, Alexander, Dutch, adult male 1, Dawei, Mandarin, adult male 1, Kenji, adult male 1, Dawei, Mandarin, Chinese, adult male 1, Kenji, Japanese, adult male 1, Junho, Korean, adult female 2, Shina, 8KH, text to speech,
now let's say I wanted to completely remove this.
Run by A, P, dumb, Z, C, P, L,
to complete, to show you that this, completely removes all your components.
L, LH, SAPI, LH,
TTSN. We'll show you
the Windows folder first. Run, C, text, items, U, LHSP, 27,
of 100. Let's see, I wonder if they're going to use
it. Item, date, create, unims, unims,
the thing is, it also likes to put, like, user dictionary files in there for some reason, and those you can just, I guess, and then uninstall would just skip those if those are there, I believe, because I haven't really tested the uninstaller when these files were in there because I didn't see it generate these user dictionary files. Basically, those dictionary files that it sometimes generates are not there. But yeah, this LHSP for all the files, you know.
CTS active type
all your files.
Now, LHSP 20 control LHTTS.
Move this.
LH, yes, no button, yes, button, alt, y. LHTTS engine uninstalled, 0%. LHTTS engine uninstalled, dialog LHTTS engine was successfully removed. Control pad, F7. C, close, run, C, desktop, item, L2, live kernel.
See, that folder is gone.
Date
in the previous build of the installer, you'd have this crazy TTSMGR3260.dll file in this folder if you had the languages in a completely different order. Now, that's pretty much it for this.
Virtual about button. Hide close stop button.
That's pretty much it for this podcast. So we see you guys in the next recording. Bye.